Hello, this is Father Jeremiah from the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, and you are listening to From the Friars podcast.
Fairly recently, I was speaking with a friend of mine whose mother had just passed away after a very long battle with cancer. And my friend told me that as she was dying, he was in the hospital room with her and she wasn't able to speak, and he was praying the rosary and holding her hand. And he said that at the end of the rosary, he felt this inspiration to say something to his mother. And so he leaned over the bed and he whispered into her ear. And he said to her, he said, "Mom, you can let go. Jesus is waiting for you." And moments later, after he said those words, his mother closed her eyes and she passed away with a smile on her face. There has never been a person who is not interested or even a bit anxious about what happens to us when we die. Every one of us wonders, what is heaven? What is the afterlife like? Where is it? And what will we do there? And today, in the second reading from 1 John, St. John describes in such beautiful and simple words what is ultimately the essence of heaven. When he says, "We shall see him as he is." When I hear those words, I find them so remarkable. But primarily because these seven words describe not only what heaven is and what heaven is like, but they also describe and touch so deeply what is the desire of every human heart, which is to see God as he really is. In the book of Exodus, there's a moment when Moses is leading the people through the desert. And he says to the Lord, he says, "Lord, show me your glory." In other words, let me see you. And how does the Lord respond to Moses? He says to him, "You cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live." In this world, in this life, we cannot see God face to face. We walk by faith in this life. But in heaven, we will see him. Faith will no longer be necessary. This is what we will do in heaven. This is our destiny. And this is ultimately what our vocation really is, to see God and to live with him in eternity. What a profound vocation that we all have. And the church always refers to this contemplation of God in his heavenly glory as the beatific vision. And it is this that is the essence of heaven. And, you know, quite honestly, heaven is one of those topics that is just so difficult to think about, so difficult to preach about, simply because this reality is so far beyond our comprehension. And our language is just so poor and so inadequate before such a transcendent and remarkable reality. Because after all, how do you think about, how do you speak about a reality in which there is no time? In which there is no suffering? Where there is no disappointment? Where nothing passes away anymore? Where we don't need sacraments to communicate to us the grace of God. And where we don't even have to live by faith anymore. It's impossible for us, really, to comprehend such a reality. Because in this world, in this life, all of those things that I've mentioned is what we know. Yet heaven is not like that at all. When the scriptures speak about heaven, they will oftentimes use words and images such as light and peace and life. Jesus oftentimes refers to heaven as the wedding feast or the Father's house or the heavenly Jerusalem. And all of these words and images are so rich in meaning, but even they are inadequate. Because as St. Paul reminds us, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has the heart of man conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. And so what can we say about heaven? The church teaches us that heaven is the fulfillment. It is the end of all human longings. Try to imagine a time where you will not be longing and desiring anymore. Where your heart, your mind, your whole body is at perfect rest and at perfect peace. I can't wait for that moment. And the church also reminds us that in heaven, it is the state of supreme and definitive happiness. In other words, the church is reminding us that heaven, to see God as he really is the reason. It is the purpose for our existence. This is ultimately what each one of us desires. But this is what God desires to give us, namely himself and the fullness of his light, of his love, and of his peace. You know, today we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday. And this is exactly what Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has come to bring us. This is why we are told in the gospel that he lays down his life for his sheep, so that we can spend eternity with him. And so what can all of this talk or all of this meditating upon heaven do for us now who are not in heaven yet? Well, obviously it can do many things. But I think primarily the most important thing it can do for us is inspire us to live this life on earth in a heavenly way. In this life, all of us are subjected at times and give in to pettiness. We give in to vanity, selfish desires, superficial pursuits. Every single one of us at times, we act like children. We act like children with one another, with ourselves, and with God. And a good discernment question that we can ask ourselves is, what I am doing right now, is what I am thinking about right now, or what I am desiring right now, is it worthy of heaven? Does it have the feel of heaven and of eternity? Or is it merely earthly and therefore passing away? If it is merely earthly, whether it be an attitude or an action or a desire that we have, then we must let it go. Because like my friend who told his mother, Jesus is waiting for you. Jesus is waiting for us and desiring to lead us to so much more. Let us pray then today that as we prepare to receive him in the Eucharist, we can surrender ourselves more deeply to him, especially those things that are earthly within us, so that his grace can lift us up and make us more worthy of heaven.
Thank you for listening to From the Friars podcast. Please check out our website at franciscanfriars.com and find us on Facebook and Instagram at CFR_Franciscans.